I am fascinated with extracting things from plants. So I've done a lot of work in other industries, and this was just a natural progression, I guess, from there.
What's your history?
I studied as a chemist and a plant scientist. I grew up in hospitality, so that does help in the distilling industry. I have spent a fair bit of time in Antarctica, went on a bit of a tangent before coming back to chemistry and plants, and now I'm back making alcohol for people.
Tell us the story about Antarctica. How long were you down there for? And why?
That's a good question. Wanted to get away from my family. I wanted to. It was a childhood dream, really, to go down there. So the only way I could get down there, well, the easiest way was with the Weather Bureau. So
you joined the Weather Bureau?
I did, yeah.
Okay. What as?
I was a weather observer down there.
Why did you want to stay there? Like, normally it's, what, 6 months?
Yeah, normally it's a summer trip. I was really fascinated with the adventure down there, and I wanted to experience darkness for months at a time.
Really?
I really love adventure.
What was it like?
It was an amazing place. Very hard for me to describe, but it's kind of like, almost like going to the moon. It's really hard to describe. The trip down there, just the environment itself is absolutely spectacular and super rugged as well.
And super cold in winter. How cold did it get?
I think the coldest we got was minus 42 down there.
Do you take readings? Do you have to go outside and take readings, or are they done automatically?
Yeah, most of them are done automatically, but every year we organise an expedition up onto Lord Ome, which basically means organising the fuel trucks and all of the weather gear and going up and checking on a climate reference station up there.
And was it what you thought it would be like? Did you enjoy it in a weird way?
It was even better than I thought.
Really?
I absolutely loved it. I loved it so much that I went back down again straight away, pretty much.
How many people were with you at the time? Because it would be a skeleton crew, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Over winter, we had 10 people. Pretty difficult at times, particularly over the middle of winter. And when you know that the sea ice is frozen for hundreds of kilometres out from the base and no one can kind of come and get you, it's pretty isolating.
Pretty scary at times.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Did you have any occasions when you thought, I want to be out of here?
100% I did. I was lucky at the time that I didn't have a partner or a wife or a family, so there was no one. Well, I mean, they were my parents to miss, but yeah, there were definitely times I'd sit out on the station and think, I really wish I was home right now. But most of the time it was great, though. We did have a good crew. So
yeah. You went elsewhere too, to Heard Island.
Hmm.
What was that like? What explain what it looked like? What sort of bird life is there? Because that's where the flu is now, isn't it?
Mm, that's right. Heard Island was an opportunistic expedition. We couldn't dock in Fremantle because we were due to arrive over Christmas, and so we did a slight or very long detour, I should say, to Heard Island. People hadn't been there prior to us for about 7 or 8 years.
What was it like?
Oh, it was an incredible place. The first thing that I noticed was the smell of land, because I hadn't been anywhere near land for 18 months. So you could smell Heard Island before you could see it.
People take it for granted. We're talking to plenty of farmers out there on the land. They smell the land every day and don't even notice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you could distinctly smell soil, earth.
Yeah.
It was amazing from the ship.
And plenty of birds?
Yeah, a lot of bird life, plenty of wildlife there. There were lots of seals as well. We saw whales, which were just close to the boat a couple of times, and all of us managed to get off the boat. So that was really special for everybody.
And where did you end up after that? What adventure did you take next?
Good question. I do like adventure.
You do.
After that, I had a brief stint back in Australia, and then they were short-staffed at Macquarie Island. And so after a couple of months, I travelled back down to Macquarie Island, which was also amazing for another year.
You must like the wind.
I do. I like the wind. I like not spending money, and I like spending time with a small number of people. But yeah, no, it was a really great experience. Yeah,
not that you're antisocial or anything. It's just, yeah. How did you get into distilling then?
Yeah, good question. I was working previously to this in an essential oils company. So I was extracting oils from plants. So there's farms around north of Tassie, so fennel and lavender and peppermint.
Yep.
Some of those products were being used in the distillery that I work for now, for Hellfire. I also had a mentor who I ended up working with. He was the production manager before me. And, yeah, just got into the distilling side of things. I really like big equipment and manufacturing. And
your main thing now is making vodka?
Yeah, here at Hellfire we make a beautiful vodka from the spuds on the farm. It's quite a process. Most vodkas are actually made from grain. So here it's a 2 to 3 week process to process the potatoes. So about a ton of potatoes gets processed to make about 70 litres of vodka. The vodka mash gets fermented and then we distill it twice. It comes out as a beautiful creamy product, which, yeah, I'm very proud of.
Have you ever wondered who was the first person to discover that you could actually make a liqueur or liquor out of potatoes?
It must have been the Russians, I reckon. it's an interesting question because you can make alcohol from anything that has sugar.
And are you experimenting with anything else other than spuds to look at, to make a drink from?
There's always experimenting going on here.
What are you doing? You'll have to tell us.
I can't tell you too much, but you'll have to look out on the social medias and, yeah, for new products. But, yeah, always experimenting. I love doing that.
Okay. Yeah. And you haven't got the bug back to go back to the Antarctic yet?
I do, but I have kids now, so I don't think I would do it again.
Do you think your five-year-old kid, when he turns five or she turns five, would dream about what you dreamt?
That's a great question. My dad got inspired after I went down, and he's in his 70s, and he went down for 2 seasons as the chef down there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was inspired by, I guess, I mean, I assume he was inspired by me. Maybe he wanted to get away from me.
And are the kids old enough to understand what you did and the story?
Yeah, they are. They really love it.
You might have already inspired them.
Yeah, perhaps. I'd say.
All right, Tom, thanks for your time in the country. It's been great.
Thank you so much.